guarantee.
+1 800 259 9231. It's Free Talk Live, coming to you live on Saturday night. And, well, I specify Saturday night because that's what it is, and I want everybody to understand that it's a live show, unlike all the recorded content you've heard on your stations today, likely. And to specify that we have weeknight shows that you can hear also at freetalklive.com. You can get the archives. You can listen to the live stream. All those things at freetalklive.com. And we've had calls all across the board, from terrorism to we've been talking about the Free State Project. What else? Education.
It has been a very good night, my friend Mark Edge. Yes, very cool, very cool. I'm glad I'm here.
All right, and it is a show about your call, so you can call in about anything you'd like. And let's go straight to the phones. We got Paula on the phone. Paula,
are you there? We're just waiting on Paula. Yes.
Okay, well, I guess. Right. Apparently.
Hey, Paula, what's up, girl?
Yeah, hey, hon. I just want to let y'all know that while all this is happening, what we're going through, you need to open your Bible up to Jeremiah 30. And it tells you about, in verse 18, 19, tells you about the towers, okay?
The towers?
And the towers in New York, okay? Mm-hmm. And he tells us why we're going all through this, because, see, we're Judah. We're his children, okay? He wants to save us. And he says we have to...
Jeremiah wants to save us, or this
no,
is God talking?
No, God wants to save us. He
I
said
see.
That we cannot go unpunished. But he wants to save us. We're
but what
children.
I do? I don't want to get punished by God. I didn't do anything.
Well, other people have.
But I got to get punished? Is God like
no,
the,
I,
is
no.
God like
his,
my
his
kindergarten
children,
teacher
no,
who would punish a whole class
okay.
for what one person did?
I'm saying his children, he'll watch over us, okay, the ones that are with him. But the ones that aren't are the ones that are going to suffer.
Well, when you say the with you thing,
with God. If you're with God, hon, and you stand with him, you'll be okay.
Here's the thing, though, Paula. I have thought about this God thing a great deal, and I've thought about
hey,
the Bible.
He doesn't lie, and there is a God, okay?
Well, I'm not saying that there's not a God. I believe that there's a God. I question the legitimacy of everything that's in the Bible.
I'm going to tell you something. I know some things that you're talking about, but the thing is that there were certain prophets that God sent to warn us about things and to protect us, okay? And to teach us things. But the thing is, we are the Israelites. We are his children, Judah, okay? And he's trying to protect us. He's trying to turn us around back to him, the ones that have left him. But just read it for you, because it's so full of love.
Paula, you mentioned Jeremiah. Do you mean Revelations 18 and
no,
on the Mystery
Jeremiah
Babylon?
No, I'm talking about Jeremiah 30. And in verse 18, 19, it tells you about New York City and the towers. And he said that they will be rebuilt.
They don't mention New York City, right?
Huh?
They don't mention New York City
they
in Jeremiah.
The city and the towers. They tell you that. Well, just
lots
read it for
cities.
Yourself. You'll see it. Unless you want me to read it to you.
No, that's okay. I've got my New International
Version.
Yeah,
God loves his children, okay? And he wants us to have everything great. I mean, he wants us.
Is a guy that loves his children, would he send them to hell? I mean,
If they turn away from him and go to Satan, see, there is no in-between. You're either with him or you're with Satan, one or the other.
Do you think that's where George Bush got that line?
Let me tell you something, he's lost, okay? I sent him a note one day, and I told him, I said, GW, I said, you are lost. I said, if you don't get yourself right with Father, I said, but it's going to be too late. I said, you're headed for hell. And I said, you better get yourself right as quick as you can. And I told Jay the same thing.
Jay
Rockefeller, my stupid cousin.
Your cousin Rockefeller.
Yeah, the Rockefellers married into the British throne a long time ago.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So do you have an in with Queen Elizabeth?
She's my cousin, okay? I descend from King William, okay? My husband does too. But anyway, the thing is that we are God's children. Matter of fact, David's throne is sitting right in Britain. That's
David's
what Elizabeth
throne?
Is sitting on.
Well, yeah, they're taking up and move it from him, Israel?
I've heard some stories about
See, we will be going back. God's children will be going back to Israel, and the throne will be taken back.
Is that?
I'm going to tell you something else, too. The Ark of the Covenant is right here in the United States.
Really?
Okay, yes.
Where?
Jesus and Joseph Aramea.
It's in a warehouse.
I know where it's at because I and the church, we have to turn it over, okay?
There's a bunch
at the right time.
So,
but it was brought here by Jesus and Joseph Aramea. Jesus walked America, okay?
Jesus walked America.
He walked America.
He walked here?
It's like the Book of Mormon.
He was here, yeah. As a matter of fact, Sequoia, my cousin, he wrote a poem about it when it happened, and he was there. My tribe and the Cherokee, we put it where it's at.
Well, call us back when you know where the Ark of the Covenant is.
I know where it's at,
and you can give us information on it.
I don't want anybody trying to get in there and get it, okay?
Okay.
Hey, and you know what? I'm not going to pronounce judgment on George Bush, whether he's lost or he's found, but I'll tell you one thing. He should have been impeached a long time ago for being a domestic enemy of the Constitution. Thanks, Paul. It's interesting grist for the mill anyway, but I'll have to look up Jeremiah 30.
You know, I can't remember what the name of that magic cup is that supposedly caught Jesus' blood.
Oh, the Grail?
Yeah, the Holy Grail. I bet she knows where that is, too. Yeah. Bill in Florida, apparently you want to talk about this subject, too. Bill?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Really great. You know, I happen to think that as we're talking about George Bush, his personal accountant, his name is Blazer, B-L-A-Z-E-R, for many years, family accountant, wrote a book called The SNL Crisis. And he describes in great detail, you know, all the shenanigans that happened over the years, where law firms were established, credit unions in states that had poor regulatory powers, you know, they weren't... they would get a credit union in a state that didn't have any real enforcement power.
Oh, so they needed more enforcement. The government needed more power to enforce the oversight over the bad loans that the SNLs were giving because the government had gotten involved with providing them unconstitutional and recklessly economically reckless savings and loan insurance.
Right. Well, what I was going to say was I want to be sure to recommend the book, you know, The SNL Crisis is by Blazer, B-L-A-Z-E-R. He is a personal accountant. He has been for many years of the Bush families.
Well, thanks very much for that, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yeah, one more quick thing.
Let's go on to Fiad in Montana. Listen, yeah. KGEZ.
I would recommend a book called The Austrian Theory of the Business Cycle by Ludwig von Mises if you want to know what happened with the SNL crisis.
It was the government. Fiad?
Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, Fiad.
Assalamu alaikum to you.
La.
Jeremiah 30, how you doing?
Hey, I saw Indiana Jones, too.
Yeah, I know. It's in a warehouse. Everybody knows that.
It's Area 51.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of other boxes there. And hey, it also probably has all the ballpoint pens that Douglas Adams was looking for in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. They're all there.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there were some men talking about terrorism tonight, and I just want to point out a few things is that America is pretty new in the world, you know, and, you know, the forces of Muhammad took over most of southern Europe in the around 900s.
Yeah.
And this war is an old war. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you call it a war?
Excuse me?
Do we call it a war? Because I don't call it a war. Unless, you know, under the United States Constitution, I wouldn't call this a war because I think I'm doing a disservice to anybody who's in the military and I'm contributing to the misapprehension of Americans thinking that we are at war because we're not at war.
Well, you see, I'm talking about the Great War. I'm not talking about Iraq or Afghanistan. I'm talking about the Great War.
Religious and cultural conflict of the centuries.
Right, okay. Right, exactly. I mean, this... These people that don't understand, they think, you see, little children grow up to be men to fight you. So if you can take them out early, then you don't have to fight them later.
So,
and they're easier targets when they're children.
Are you recommending that we go and kill all the Muslim children?
No. No,
okay.
I'm just saying that when you want to understand what these men did on 9/11, you have to understand that they're practicing...
Oh, I see.
Total art of war.
Right.
You don't believe that?
Well, what do you think is the proper response to that?
Hold on, but don't answer the question. We'll bring you back, Fiad. 800-259-9231, and you can give us your opinion on this whole war on terrorism thing. It's Mark with you.
And Gard.
800-259-9231.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
That's right. It is Free Talk Live. And we're coming to you live Saturday night. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. And talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And we were just talking to Fod about terrorism and the Great War and between Muslims and, I don't know, I guess the rest of the world. Fod, are you still there?
Yeah. The Muslim world laughs at America. I mean, your attempts at war and then negotiation war and then you just give it up and then you just move out, like in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you with me?
I'm with you that...
partially.
That
I think you're heading towards a destination that would lead towards a greater control of my or squelching of my liberties by the federal government and expansion of the federal government in the guise of protecting me, where, in fact, the federal government has helped bring about the deaths of 3,000 people on 9/11 7 years ago and bring about probably the deaths of many more when the Islamists start to turn towards us and they have an even greater excuse because we've meddled in the Middle East even more. How would you respond?
You're exactly right. It's ridiculous to think that 19 men with box cutters took over those airlines and crashed them into buildings without sending up missiles to knock them down. The United States is so weak that it can't knock a 747 out of the air. What can it do if, say, China, Russia, Iran, or Pakistan decide to launch a nuclear warhead towards the United States? They're helpless.
Well, I don't think that's exactly right, Fahd. Now hold on a second. You got to look at the world from the eyes of pre 9/11. And at that time, when an airliner was hijacked, you'd go spend the afternoon on the tarmac in Havana, and then everybody gets to go home later on that day. Here in America, as far as hijacking went, you just kind of, you know, let the hijackers do whatever they wanted, and then, you know, you made it home to your family. Now
on the news every night, you can watch in Lebanon, or you can watch in Algiers, or you can watch in Israel as they destroy Palestinians, as Palestinians launched Intifada and killed over, 2,000 Israelis with bus bombings and sniper attacks. You don't understand, a suicide bomber, he's freeing his soul, and he has no regard towards the human life that he takes, and he is not worried or that, see, Allah will direct him to his target. He doesn't have to worry about being interrupted.
Well, Fahd, we had a caller earlier.
I don't know
earlier.
What that gobbledygook means, but well, I suppose they believe it.
Yeah, we had a caller earlier who was talking about the cultural incorporation and possible takeover of Muslims throughout Western Europe, and the United States has, you know, got to recognize this as possible trouble. How would you address this problem, whether it's the cultural problem or the eternal conflict? How do we deal with this?
Who has a stronger will?
Yeah, you're
West,
just asking
West,
a question
the
with another
does not
question.
Have a stronger will.
I'm so. Are you saying that we need to go ahead, Mark?
Fahd, here's what I don't understand. Look, we have a choice in this war on terror as it is. We can either A, leave alone the people that that haven't done anything to us and let them figure out how they govern themselves out there in the Middle East, where we don't have any, you know, none of our 50 states are involved. Or we can wipe out everybody who's a Muslim. Anything in between is going to be failure. Now, I don't...
Impossible. There's Muslims all over the world, and in one edict from Pakistan to Indonesia to Saudi Arabia to the Netherlands, in one edict over one night, one imam can decide exactly how he wants to wage this war. And you can do nothing about it because you have to work through the governments of those countries in which the Muslims have to only work through the mosque.
That's very interesting. So
we're
you're
all gonna,
saying
we're all gonna die beneath the scimitars of the Muslims?
Well, let me ask, do you think, Fahd, that if Americans with their instinctive desire to live and the American economy, the United States economy, if those people were free to act according to their instinctive desire to live, to work with, say, airlines, to provide with their own protection paradigms, and if we were able to operate in a fashion that was not squelched by the government so much, we'd be able to respond more quickly to these decentralized threats that are operating strictly through the Islamic religious terrorist networks?
Listen, your women are out of control. A Muslim man can kill his daughter if she wears the wrong clothes. Here in America, all the girls are wearing the wrong clothes, and they're having babies and they're aborting them. This would never happen in a Muslim world. You see, you can't even control your own women. How can you control the Muslim
guy? You bring up a lot of pretty intense stuff. There are no answers.
Now, Fahd, the fact that a woman has 2X chromosomes, I don't feel gives me the right, and the fact that she was born for me. Do I have the right to kill my son?
Hey, women have cured 45 million babies in America.
What the hell are you talking about?
We're
it's
going,
a damn question, Fahd. Do I have the
power.
Right to kill my son?
If you wanted to, you could, but
okay.
You would be no better than
now,
the worst.
Now, I just wanted to make sure that I was hearing you correctly. Do I have the right to kill you?
Does anybody have the right to kill anybody? I'm not condoning killing.
Now you're getting the right
that America is lost. It cannot control its women. Its women abort babies because they're inconvenient because of their careers. If you cannot control your women, how are you going to control the Muslim tide that's coming here?
Let me ask you this, Fahd. Let me ask you this. Do you think that the Muslim tide that is coming here would be able to deal more appropriately with women by, for example, allowing them to be stoned if they were raped, forcing them to have to wear certain types of attire so they don't attract the eyes of men who aren't their husbands? Would that be a better resolution and make us stronger?
600 million Muslim women
I asked you a
around
question.
The world live by Sharia law willingly.
Fahd, I asked you a question. And you could answer it directly if you like.
Not with this government. This government would have to become fascist, and then it would have to be taken over by Muslims, and then it would be like other Muslim nations. I live here in America because I want to live free.
I like it.
I don't want to live by Sharia law. I don't want to have to worry.
How do we answer this problem?
Excuse me, Fahd. I'm not worried at all about Sharia law coming down in the United States or Muslims coming over here and trying to enforce their will on us, because we have something called the.
They've got you to change. The Muslims are winning this war.
Shotgun at my house. If somebody tries to enforce their bizarre-ass religion on me, I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah, Fahd, do you think that there's enough of a remnant of individual liberty and individual freedom here for us to be able to fight these problems that have been mixed up with the United States government here in the United States, or do you think it's a lost cause?
Well, like you said before, 19 Muslims hijacked some airplanes, and now America has less freedoms, less liberties. If every time some Muslim does something in the war, he grabs a Greyhound bus, and all of a sudden now every Greyhound bus has to be stopped on the road, or say he puts poison in fruit, and all of a sudden now. I mean, you cannot win this war if you fight it this way.
Right. You cannot win a domestic war, a guerrilla war, by trying to break down the freedoms. I totally agree with you, Fahd, and I'm going to go on to some other callers, but I have to entirely agree on that point. Let's go to Eli in South Carolina. Eli, you there?
Eli.
I'm here.
Hey, Eli.
Hello there.
You know, I got to admit, this is the first time I've turned this radio station on, or this program on.
Uh-huh.
And I was calling in to respond to Paula and her crazy, whacked-out ideas. And then I just, for the last 10 minutes, listened to Fahd. And it's from one spectrum to the other, and they wonder why there's a war going on between them.
Hold on, man.
Hold the line.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Nonex Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris build up under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
It's Free Talk Live, live on a Saturday night. And go check out the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can see over 600 pages of listener-generated content. And I believe Paula actually has her own page on the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can see just some of the inanity that has gone on. And Eli, you were commiserating with me at just how Eli's gone.
Oh,
sorry. Eli had called in, and he was commiserating at just how crazy some of the calls we've had this evening. And, you know, that's what happens.
Interesting.
Yep, that's what happens when you do a show where anyone can call in about anything. And we had Fod on not too long ago. He was talking about how he loves America and the freedom, but he sounded like he might be Muslim, and that we were all going to fall under the sword of the of Islam because America's too weak. Funny, strongest military ever.
But weak because of government, which was it was an interesting sort of. For some reason, I kept thinking of Byzantine. It was all over, but it was interesting in the end.
Along that line, that there hasn't been a republic that in the history of the world that's lasted 250 years, and I think that this republic is growing into such a large has such a large government and such a sort of fascist slash socialist state that. Maybe we aren't going to see the republic in another 50 years.
I don't think we're looking at the republic now. I think it's a republic by name only.
We get to vote, and that sort of indicates a republic, right? I mean, even if the people voting believe in a fascist state, it's still a republic if people get to vote, right? I mean, republic means of the people, same as democracy, by the way.
It's interesting you should look at it that way, because if you look at the non-constitutional bureaucracies that have been created, I wouldn't call those Republican. The central banking system, I wouldn't call that Republican.
Right. Oh, absolutely. The state, the state is getting more and more fascist, mercantilist,
regulatory state. Yeah, so maybe we have it's a rhino nation, republic in name only. There you go. I don't know, man. It's fascinating. It's very interesting. And it's just getting worse and worse. I don't see how we're going to be able to solve the problems if we continue looking at guys like McCain and Obama. And we open up the show by them saying that on the anniversary of 9/11, what did they ask for? They asked for us getting more involved in government programs, the national service idea. And, of course, we need to remind people, don't forget what John McCain said throughout his entire speech at the Republican National Convention. What did his heartfelt expression of what he went through in Vietnam lead to? Yes, I am less important than the nation. And everything is for country.
See,
country first.
Am I a bad person because I want to secede from the United States? I want my state, of the state of New Hampshire, and honestly every other state as far as I'm concerned, to secede. I believe that the United States government, although a good try at liberty, and one of the freest countries still in the world, has just gotten so big and monolithic and regulatory, and it's hurting people around the world. And I'd rather try for liberty in some other way. I don't think that there's any saving this snowball that is rolling down the big government hill towards the bottom, which is communism or fascism. I haven't figured out which we're going towards.
We've got, you know, Robert Higgs is a terrific writer who wrote the book Crisis and Leviathan. He said that we have a sort of soft fascism now mixed with socialism. And people don't really see it. They don't notice it. And it is. It's like the frog in the pot, you know, where it's getting real hot and nobody seems to notice anymore.
Well, we got a call come in here. Let's take Dave in Montana. Dave?
Hello, Mark.
How are you, sir?
All right. Hey, you just said we have the vote, but it depends on what you vote for. If you don't vote for what they want, they'll just send the government dressed up like terrorists and raid you. And we've seen the example of that in California.
Yeah, you're people right. The people of California voted to have medical marijuana more than 10 years ago, and the DEA, the federal DEA, is going in and raiding medical marijuana dispensaries.
They put masks on.
Yeah.
They put masks on with loaded M16s,
steal the money, and they don't compensate them for it. They don't charge them with anything, you would think.
But they voted on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I'm with you.
So
and, you know,
what's that mean? Only if you vote what they want you to vote on.
You know, that's a great example. Around New Hampshire, Dave, a lot of the folks who have been involved with New Hampshire Common Sense, who have been trying to push for decriminalization of marijuana at least, and this year they're working for medical marijuana, they sort of followed McCain around and said, hey, do you believe in federalism? Oh, absolutely. I definitely believe in federalism. Good. Then will you stop the unconstitutional anti-federalist drug war? No, of course not. We can't have that. People might no. I mean, it's just such utter ludicrousness. It's just so stupid to hear these people come out with such bits of hypocrisy.
You know, and it's like 80% of America believes that doctors should be able to prescribe marijuana to their patients.
But that creates a monopoly, and then the federal government threatens the doctors if they put their name on that permission slip, that's all it is, that they'll come after their house, and they'll come after their business, or their insurance companies, and stuff.
Well,
and so the doctors don't even want to sign it.
I think every person who's an adult deserves to be able to smoke marijuana if that's what they want to be able to do. That's their right, as far as I'm concerned. But I think that medical marijuana is a step in the right direction.
It's about to plant cannabis. It will feed you, clothe you, house you, and fuel you. It extrudes independence. That's
right. This,
why
this war on drugs has stopped Americans from being able to grow industrial hemp, which can't get you high ever, and all the great uses that hemp has. And it's just a plan to put money in the pockets of bureaucrats in the federal and state and local levels. Yeah. That's all it is. Yeah. Just to feed the
corruption.
Police state.
It's about corruption also to fund their evil, more evil. That's what it is. They raid places the wrong place and kill grandmas and stuff. And it only took seven guys on St. Valentine's Day, seven bad guys to get killed for them to, you know, lift the law of prohibition. And but yet, what, 4,000 a year die in the drug, 2,000 innocent.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. They got 2.2 million people in jail. Something like 800,000 of them are just for marijuana.
Well, and you know, Dave, it takes a while.
Those numbers are correct.
Those are great numbers. It takes a while to educate people about some of these things. And, you know, people operate in this sort of a comfortable haze where they say they hear things that sound like upholding law and order. Well, I think you can have order without law. And I think the more you can express that people can create their own order through their own voluntary associations, if they're not doing something that is dangerous or threatening to another person, you should be free to be able to do it. And ingesting a certain chemical that is going to have a psychoactive effect on your mind is not bringing direct harm to anybody else. And so the government, whether it's state or federal, but if we're operating under the constitutional paradigm, especially the federal government, should not be involved.
Everyone with a half a brain knows alcohol is much more dangerous than cannabis could ever be.
Yeah, but you're dealing with Congress.
You're dealing with.
Yeah, he mentioned half a brain, and you're talking congressmen, so they're not right up to that level yet.
And if the people see that you could use, like in these the 14 states that legalized the medical marijuana, we use the initiative system or the docket, you know, the democratic system, like they want to spread around the world. We used it. The people vote on it. It works. But then they're denigrated by people that espouse the same freedom that was demonstrated by these potheads.
That's an excellent point. You know what? If you remember with Charlie Gibson interviewing Sarah Palin the other night, and he said, "Do you believe in the Bush Doctrine?" Part of the Bush Doctrine is to spread democracy around the globe because he thinks that that will make it safer for Americans. Well, they're trying to spread democracy around the globe. Let's take a little note from what you just said. Democratically, people have voted on initiatives all around the United States. How about allowing for democracy to occur in the United States for the decriminalization of medical marijuana if they're so much in favor of democracy?
800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. Make the call.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoliSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, live this Saturday night. Coming to you, 800-259-9231. Check out the live stream there at freetalklive.com. If you're just listening to this show on Saturday night, first time hearing it, you can hear us 6 nights a week from 7 to 10 Eastern Time at freetalklive.com, or, you know, quite a few stations around the country, but some only carry us on Saturday nights. And it's Mark with you.
And Gard.
And Gard is sitting in with me. My normal host, Ian, is out.
Yep.
And Gard, tell them about your website real quick.
Thank you, my man. If people are so inclined, they can hear my program by going over to libertyconspiracy.com. Libertyconspiracy.com. You can bookmark it, and you'll see files of the show that are available. You can get downloads at through Podomatic. I just found out we're the number 9 political show on Podomatic, which is really good. And you can also find out how to find my book over there if you're so inclined. And I have an essay that's in another book about the television series Serenity, Firefly, in the movie Serenity from Joss Whedon, which is a real libertarian-minded show. So it's libertyconspiracy.com. You'll see stuff about our guests and another pretty cool, hip, happening pro-liberty stuff, baby.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Let's go to John in New York. John?
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Yeah, you said earlier that you thought that medical marijuana was a good route to go for legalization.
I did. I mean, it seems to be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, but you look at what they did in California, where now it's only a handful of doctors, and then it can only come from this official dispensary, which they raid. I don't know if you're aware, but I think in Massachusetts they've got question 2 coming up on the ballot, which question 1 is the income tax, and question 2 is actually decriminalization of 1 ounce or less of marijuana.
Yeah, I heard about that. It sounded pretty interesting.
It looks like Massachusetts might beat you guys to the punch there. Yeah. You haven't really moved the ball much in New Hampshire yet, have you?
It hasn't gone far. We've gotten it introduced in the House and generally gets shot down.
Yeah, they were able to get it to pass the House last year. Matt Simon was really behind that. He's a real good guy over at the New Hampshire NH Common Sense folks. So they were able to get it through the House, but the Senate shot it down. They couldn't make it through the Senate. So now they're going to try a different tack and try to go with medical marijuana. It wasn't a total decriminalization last year either, my friend. It was sort of like, if you got busted with a very small amount.
That's
it was
this year. Last year was total decrim.
No. Last year, this year is going to be medical marijuana.
This year is 2008.
Yeah. This next session that starts
coming nine.
Now.
Yeah.
2008 into 2009. The 2007 into 2008 one was just a slight change so that you wouldn't be nailed for a small possession.
Right. Well, according to the Sensible Marijuana Policy Institute, when I was reading about this one, they say it's pulling 70% in Massachusetts. I don't know if that's believable. But if you could do it through a ballot initiative, you wouldn't even have to touch medical marijuana. Can you do ballot initiatives in the state? And why don't you just go for a state ballot initiative?
Can't do
no ballot initiatives in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've thought about trying to introduce ballot initiatives in the state, but. You know, one of the things that's fascinating is if you look at the state constitution in the state of New Hampshire.
Don't forget Florida had the bullet train as a ballot initiative, essentially a ballot initiative. The simple fact that you can enact democracy and, the tyranny of the majority doesn't make it a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, I think the people who founded the state and the people who founded the United States, they didn't think that government was going to be disallowing so many of these things. I mean, you've got the contract clause in the federal constitution. To me, if I wanted to go out and buy something from somebody and I wasn't harming anybody else, the United States contract clause would mean that I had the right to be able to get into a private contract with somebody else and government wouldn't infringe on it. But unfortunately, the state of New Hampshire does it, the federal government does it, and you're right, now people are trying to do ballot initiatives just to try to rejigger things and rebalance that tilting scale. It's a totally messed up scale right now.
Well, I hear you got a lot of people running there on the so-called liberty ticket there, so maybe after 08, you'll have a different balance in the state.
Yeah, it looks like there's 150 NHLA-sponsored peoples that made it through the primary, and I think that's going to be huge.
Okay, well, I'll be watching, and hopefully you'll be successful.
Have you signed up for the Free State Project yet?
Not yet, but
this week is the week to do it. You can help kids with cancer and sign up for the Free State Project.
I'm aware of that. I'll consider it.
Can't have liberty if libertarians won't sign up for the Free State Project. Thanks a lot, John. Let's go to Jerry in Austin. Jerry?
Greetings. How's your evening?
Good, sir.
Hey, man.
I started some 16 years ago on a quest to end the drug war. I had bought Jack Herer's book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, which is a scathing, exceedingly well-documented expose of the fraud against marijuana. Mm. And anyone who wants something very hard in a court case telling exactly how safe marijuana is should read the decision by Judge Francis L. Young, an administrative law judge for the DEA. It was either 1982 or 88. And the case was Alliance for Cannabis Therapeutics versus DEA. And the ruling by the administrative law judge against the DEA was scathing for what is going on.
Wow. So what did it result in, though?
Well, what it resulted in was this wonderful ruling about the safety of marijuana, about the medical usages of it that had been well proven and et cetera and et cetera, but it still came down to the head of the DEA. It was his prerogative whether or not to move it from one schedule to a safer schedule, which the DEA head man refused to do in a rather exacerbating way.
Hmm. Yeah, the fact is the war on drugs really is the war on marijuana, because it is bulky, stinky, and it's prevalent, and they can charge all the marijuana smokers out there with fines, and marijuana essentially finances the war on every other drug, and the DEA is never going to give it up. The government, the politicians, the police, they're never going to give it up, because they know that it pays their paychecks, and that many of them, we wouldn't have any use for them if they weren't manufacturing crimes like possession of marijuana. So, they know they'd have to go out and get jobs where they, serve the community instead of locking people up that haven't hurt anybody.
Well, I filed a lawsuit. I've studied law for a long time. It's in Austin here now in the district court. There was so much filed against it by the Department of Justice, I filed about 2.5 inches of paperwork back. The judge looked at the size of the lawsuit, gave it to the magistrate for his opinion. The magistrate, after some week's time, was not really in favor. It's now before Judge Lee Yackel and waiting on the decision. If the decision is positive, the drug war is over. We get our civil liberties back. And I hope to God I get a positive ruling.
Well,
and if anybody... out there knows Keith Stropp of Normal. Tell him to get his butt down here.
So this is going to stop it on a federal level or a state level?
Oh, yes.
Well, yes. I hope the best for you, but I just can't imagine that they're actually going to let the court system here that's supposed to be for, you know, us and for the people actually let it put all these drug warriors out of jobs. I just can't imagine.
Well, I don't know, but I put it before the court with Jack's book, a lot of
Thank
other
you for
documentation
that.
Argument, and I am hoping, like heck, to get some reason, rationality, sensibility, and an end to the profiteering and jailing people on the basis of lying about drugs.
God bless
That's
you.
Great.
Thanks for calling in, Jerry. I appreciate that. 800-259-9231. You can call in and talk about terrorism or medical marijuana or marijuana in general, whatever you want to talk about.
A lot of people doing work all over, Mark, man. It's unbelievable. And I'm thinking of Louis Armstrong singing What a Wonderful World. How great that would be. We'll see.
I'm with you. Let's go to, we were talking about the Republican National Convention and the summit and all that.
Yes, yes. Okay.
The summit for national service.
Oh, yes, yes. Where we all have to be subsumed beneath not patriotism, but nationalism. And I got some grief one time. I was talking to somebody about this, and they're like, well, you're not patriotic. And I said, listen, do you have any concept of what patriotism is supposed to be in the first place? I said, you know, it's supposed to be that you understand the principles upon which the government was based. And, you know, I'm not in favor of government in the abstract
right.
in the first place. But
not
if you
one
want
of those
to talk
people
about,
that would claim that because I do not support the United States military's foreign adventurism, of those people, and they think therefore I'm unpatriotic, not one of those people can hang with me on Thomas Jefferson quotes, on George Washington quotes, founding father quotes. They just can't.
No.
Because they're mindless, lockstep, jackbooted, bumper sticker nationalists.
Absolutely. And,
that's all.
And I got to tell you, the people who are following McCain right now, all you have to do is look at what McCain said he did when he entered the military. He said he swore an oath to protect the nation, defend the nation. Wrong. He swore an oath to defend the United States Constitution. He did the same thing when he entered the Senate. And to say something completely contrary to that shows me where that man stands now.
800-259-9231. That's it. We're done.
Oh, wow. Hey, Mark, this has been great. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each Chapter One has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapterone.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What if I